بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أبو العباس سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه نريت that news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the tribe of Amr ibn Auf were involved in a dispute. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left with some of his sahaba in order to reconcile between them. This chapter we're doing is reconciliation between people. So to show us how important this reconciliation is, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got some news that a certain tribe is this dispute between the people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. It was a distance away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took some sahaba and he left to go there to try and reconcile between those people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left with some of the sahaba in order to reconcile between them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delayed and it was the time of salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was delayed also in returning back to Madinah Sharif. And it was the time of salah. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and said, O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been delayed and it is the time of salat. Will you lead the people in salah? So he replied, yes, if you like. This was the humility of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as great as he was, that he didn't just say, yes, I'm deserving and I should be performing the salah. He said, yes, if you like me to perform it, I will perform it. And then again in the hadith we'll see further what humility Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu gave the iqama, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stepped forward and said the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, with the people doing the same behind him. In other words, takbir at tahrima, he started the salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then arrived, walked through the rows and stood in the first row. So the people began clapping. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the imam. Now he didn't know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come and he stood there. Now one of the reasons why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood behind Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was that it comes in a hadith that liyalini ulul ilmi wan nuha, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would mention that those people that are the most knowledgeable in deen, they should be standing closest to the imam. Because perhaps if the imam's wuzu breaks, for example, and he needs to leave, or there's a correction that needs to be made in the salah, then those people of ilm, the huffaz, the qurra, the ulama, etc., they will be able to correct. If they are far away, then it becomes a bit difficult for even correcting, or if the imam needs to appoint somebody else, it becomes difficult. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here stood behind Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Now you must know the people, they seeing this for the first time. They always used to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the imam. For the first time they seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not being the imam. So now this was something that was strange for them. They didn't ever experience something like this. So what had happened was, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then arrived and he stood in the first row. The people began clapping in order to draw the attention of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They've been clapping their hands. They didn't know what to do. And Allah ta'ala made this happen so that we can learn also that if attention needs to be drawn to the imam, how it should be drawn. They didn't know. So they knew that we're not allowed to speak in salah, but they didn't know that we're not allowed to clap like this unnecessarily in salah. This is not the way of men, that they clap in the salah. Why I'm saying men is because for a woman, if the imam happens to make a mistake, a woman is allowed to tap the hand like this, four fingers tap the hand, to give some indication that there's a mistake. Even that woman's voice also is haya. Talah, she can't even speak out. She can't even say out, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, to correct the imam, then she taps her hand. But a man is supposed to say, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, to correct the imam. So way about women coming on the radio stations, and women speaking openly, clearly to men, etc. This is something that is not Islamic at all. If in salah they are not allowed to correct by saying, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, how can they go out and speak to other strange men? Anyway, continuing with this hadith, so Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was not in the habit of looking about in his salah, but when people clapped repeatedly, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu turned around and saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it was continuous clapping. He was a very focused person, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He didn't turn around initially, but when clapping became a bit heavy, then he turned around to see what happened. And then he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to him to remain in his place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ishara in salah that you remain there as the imam. Don't move from there. You stay there as the imam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu raised his hand, he praised Allah and he walked backwards until he stood in the row. This was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's humility. He could never ever see himself being the Imam in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling him to stay there, he couldn't stay there. It was beyond him, this humility that he had and love that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he still went and he stood in the row so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could come forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stepped forward and led the people in salah. When he had completed, he turned to the people and he said, "Why did you start clapping? When you experience something in salah, this clapping is for women." And what type of clapping also? Not the normal clapping that you get in the cricket stadium or soccer stadium. Clapping with that four fingers behind the palm, just to make that type of a noise. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that this is for women. When anything happens to you in salah, you should say subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Because when you hear someone saying subhanallah, you will turn around, "Oh Abu Bakr." Then Rasulullah first he addressed the sahaba to correct them, that this was something you didn't do right, you shouldn't have done that. If something happened in salah and you'll need to say anything, then the thing to say is subhanallah. So then Rasulullah sallam then turned to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and said, "What stopped you from leading the people in salah when I had directed you to do so?" So Nabi sallam asked Hazrat Abu Bakr, "I directed you to continue with the salah. What stopped you from performing the salah?" So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu replied, "It is not proper for the son of Abu Quhafa." Abu Quhafa was the father of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So he said, "It's not right for the son." See how he's humbling himself. It's not right. Not saying it's not right for Abu Bakr. It's not right for the son of Abu Quhafa to lead the people in salah in the presence of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here it teaches us a few things. One was that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, this was so important to reconcile between people, that even a situation arose where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to come back late for salah, but Nabi alayhi salam did this in the people. So this shows us the importance of reconciling. Nabi sallam himself went physically out, left Madinah Sharif. A situation came and they had no imam also, but he did this for the situation of reconciling. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back also, we learn a few lessons from here, is that how imam should be corrected in salah, who should stand close to the imam. The other thing we learn here from is the way a woman supposed to be correcting, the way the men supposed to be correcting, and if whoever else is appointed as a deputy imam at that time, he should continue with the salah. When the asal imam, the original imam comes, doesn't mean he needs to turn around and put that person forward. So many masail also comes out from here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these instances happen so that we could learn the masail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.